Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the paparazzi photographer who was run over by Justin Bieber.
What?
Heard about that.
I had hurt just a little bit. Poor Justin. Sometimes when you think he's doing well, he just messes up.
He's never doing well.
But is he?
He's
supposedly
never.
Spiritually.
The moment I think he's doing well, I'm like, wait, no, it's Justin.
You're right. He screws up and he does something.
No, not that he screws up. It's like Justin will never do well. Justin hasn't done well since baby, oh. Now it's baby, no. Like, come on, Justin.
How do you run over paparazzi? And you know what the interesting thing is, and I know this isn't what we wanted to start the show off with, but we've been doing this for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, we always come in. We have like our notes all set out. All right, we're going to start the show with this. We're going to get the ball rolling.
Yes.
We're going to do this. And then we come on the show and we completely crap the bed.
Completely screw the pooch.
Yeah, we're trying to get that snowball effect, but then I pissed on it.
The
yellow snowball?
So it
again,
melted it.
Your pee was that hot, it melted the snowball lip.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it, man! Always ruining the joke! Why do I look like Marlon Wayans when I yell?
So funny is that we had a mic technique training class 101 before the show started today, and DT was taught how to yell off mic so that it's effective. So now he's just pissing off the keyboard in front of him because you're yelling right into the keyboard.
Exactly. This is your home! I'm like Happy Gilmore! Don't you like your home? Go home!
So instead of DT embracing the teaching, he's mocking it, which is perfectly okay on this show.
No, yes. I'm embracing it by overusing it.
Wrongly using it.
What? I'm using it correctly? I am. It's better than me being on the mic and doing that.
No, let me get this.
Ma! Ma, where is that meatloaf? I am freaking hungry! I've been starving! I got a belly full of white dog crap and you laid this on me?
What he proves is the horrible sound padding that's in this damn office.
Yes.
We got to do it real quick before we jump into it. What it do? Martha Moo off the Twitter.
Hey, girl.
There we go.
Yeah.
Martha Moo is joining us. And, of course, we have to stand and rise to attention with our flaccid members in hand. The queen herself has entered the virtual room. Ladies and gentlemen, Lady K. She has arrived. Lady K checking in off of the Twitter. All right.
We should probably get that as a sounder.
Bum, 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 bum. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye,
all right.
Lady K has entered into the virtual studio.
I said rise! Get up! Lady K's here! Right? Good!
All right, so one thing we love doing is we love what people don't realize is that before the show, we sit here and pretty much hurl insults at each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just stopped myself right now from dropping an F-bomb.
We cut each other down so deep, it hurts sometimes.
Yeah. Actually, sometimes we actually physically cut each other deep.
Because you know what they say, the first cut is the deepest. Yeah. So I decided, okay, well, let's see.
What was that, Sharon Stone?
No.
Celine Dion?
First cut is
the deepest.
I don't know, some white chick with a guitar.
I don't remember.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking, I'm not thinking anyone anymore.
All right, well, I'm going to look that up.
Thank you.
You get us into this.
Yeah, I'll be sweeping the nation. Here's the thing.
Mm.
The most... So I've decided to Google search the top 10 insults. And for everyone here, and of course, all of everyone that's online, our Fatnatics. If they want to chime
Sheryl
in.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. Oh, wow. That's really bad because Sheryl Crow is pretty awesome.
Oh.
She is pretty awesome. I don't know. So I've got a top 10 list of insults, good ones and bad ones, and we'll go through them, and we'll give them a dinger if we like them or a buzzer if we don't.
All right. Lay up on me, Papa
The
boy.
First insult is shut up. You'll never be the man your mother is.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're half man your mama is.
I'm going to lip. That's going to be a dig.
I like it.
All right. You're a failed abortion whose birth certificate is an apology from the condom factory.
Okay. I can see.
That has so many levels of wrong.
I feel like when you give that insult, you have to have the perfect delivery. Like your delivery with the laughing on it.
Yeah.
That's the wrong delivery.
Okay, so I'm delivering it wrong.
Yeah, you gotta be more angry and stern with it. Like, shut up. You're a failed abortion and your birth certificate is an apology letter from the condom factory.
Okay, I got it. I'll get it in the character right now. Try it again. Focus. You're so ugly, Hello Kitty said goodbye to you.
I like that one. I like one.
You were so ugly that when your mama dropped you off at school, she got a fine for littering.
Oh, wow.
That's just dumb, but I'm, it's like one of those corny dad jokes.
Yeah, it is. Your family tree is a cactus because everybody on it is a... Oh, I can't say that word on the radio. It starts with a P and ends with a Rick.
It's a Patrick.
It's a Patrick, yeah.
Everyone on your family is a Patrick.
It looks like your face caught... try that one more again. It looks like your face caught on fire and someone tried to put it out with a fork. I'm not good at these because they're making me laugh.
Put it out with a fork.
They make me laugh.
Start stabbing your face.
Yeah. All right.
I'm done.
All right, number 8.
All right.
Do you have to leave soon? I was just about to poison the tea. That one didn't make Lip laugh, did it?
No.
No, Lip didn't laugh at that one. All right, this one's really dumb. Dumbass.
Wait, was that it?
That was it.
Dumbass.
That was it. And the reason why is because they say that dumbass is the number 9 best insult because it ties to Red Foreman.
I was going
to
say.
The 70s
show. If you say it, you got to say it like, dumbass.
I can't do it. I wasn't
like Red Foreman.
I was a big
I love that 70s show.
Really?
Yeah.
It comes on and it just watches me.
I was binge watching it when I lived with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't really live here, but yeah.
Yeah, when he stayed.
Well, when I was here.
Stay with me.
Yeah, I was always watching it.
It matters. Number 10, you're so ugly when you...
All right.
My delivery. Can I take it again? You're so ugly when you popped out, the doctor said, oh, what a treasure. And your mom said, yeah, let's bury it.
Wow. I will give that a buzzer.
Okay.
What would make that better is if the mom said... Oh, yeah, what a treasure, because she's obviously going to be loving it.
And the doctor said,
let's bury it. Why is the doctor, like, super, like, happy about this baby?
Yeah, because the doctor just had his, he was just, you know, elbow deep in the vajayjay.
Exactly, all up in the gooch.
All up in there.
All in the chokey.
These are honorable mentions.
The cloaker.
I would ask you how old you are, but I know you can't count that high.
Ooh. Yeah. No.
Lip.
No.
Lip gives that one to butter. Out of a buzzer.
The butter.
Lip gives that one a butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I'm sorry.
He's fat, folks. Food on the brain at all times.
When anger in, English out. Out of 100,000 sperm, you were the fastest. Is that really an insult, though?
Nah.
I think that's a compliment. Like, dang, bro, you got wheels on you.
All right. And I could eat a bowl of alphabet soup and crap out a smarter comeback than what you just said.
Yeah, the fact that you said alphabet soup in an insult, that just makes you dumb as hell.
Yeah, that was that. These are deep down. These are like 17, 18, 19, 20, so they're not going to be
funny.
Did
AJ write these?
No, he probably wrote this one. Hey, you have something on your chin. Third one down. Okay, that was a little funny.
You have three chins.
Maybe more, because it's just the third one down.
That is. That
Who's
is
to say it's not like, it's like, you know, skin chins. Number four or skin?
Your mama's so fat, she got a neck on the back. She has a mouth on the back of her neck, and the girl chews like this.
That's funny for those watching on video, but that's not going to be funny for the audio replay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen listening, the moment I said, your mom has a mouth on the back of her neck and she chews like this, I started throwing my head backwards, touch my the top of my head to the back of my back.
Uh-huh.
Vigorously.
Vigorously.
Like this.
A lot of vigorosity in your world.
Vigorosity.
And we'll just do this one. Since you did a mama's joke, I'll do a mama's joke. Your mama's so fat she has to wear two watches because she's covered in two time zones.
So radio show.
Semi, come now, my friend. You must be late for work.
So what if I am?
Semi, we cannot afford to anger Mr. McDowell now, especially since things are going so well with Lisa.
I do not care. I'm not going to work today.
Yes, you are going to work today.
I'm sick of living like a peasant. Look at this filth.
You want to live better? Fine. Fix this place up. But you are going to work today. Hello.
Hi. You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Just 2 years, eh?
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
You wanna get down? Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatmatics all over the world. And I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Full Olympias.
Yes, sir.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Side dude.
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on the Facebook live feed. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Target. The little guy, he was like, okay, I got the list from my school, what I need, what they're going to need, even though we missed T-shirt day, and that means I'm going to have to pay full price for the school T-shirts now. But nevertheless, everything that he's going to need for the upcoming school year, we got it all ordered at Amazon. Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus, why do I do that every time? I'm going to get another email now. We get it all at Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. You can too, ladies and gentlemen. Just do what I do. Shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Expect more, pay less. All right.
And, that email already came in, didn't it?
No, that's Lady K giving snaps to the cool in the gang. Yay, Lip. Lip did not pull that intro because Lip didn't care about the show. That was actually me. I did the get down on it thing, Lady get K, trying to send you subliminal messages.
Get down on it.
Whoa. She's a fatmatic.
Hey, Modest.
Your girl Mata is there. Move. You know what? Speaking of your girl, Mata Martha.
Oh, yeah, what's up?
You know what? Following her on Snapchat, yes, we make fun of it. Hi, guys. Yeah, we make fun of it. But you know what? I am really proud of her accomplishments after her strokes.
Yeah.
Because she posts a hell of a lot. But I realized today that she has literally walked us through her entire recovery process on her Snapchat.
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. She's, and like she really like bringing everything to light and she just finding happiness in life.
She snapped out some scores of like when she first started a recovery process and then today, and she or her mobility scores or something like that on Snapchat. And I was like, holy crap, this girl is doing the thing.
She's killing it.
She's killing it out there.
Even
I
though
was
she
really
can't,
impressed.
She can't, she, even though, like, no matter how she writes it and reads it, she always mixes up crap and crab.
Yeah, and I'm going to impede a little bit on your world, Mocha, because she snapped a picture out that was black and white of her, and she had none of those, hi, guys, filters on it at all.
Yeah.
She was looking pretty yummy. She was looking pretty,
You're lucky I don't have Lady K Snapchat.
Yeah, Lady K doesn't snap.
Oh, okay.
She has one, but she don't snap.
Yeah, she told me to go to hell with all that damn snap.
Lady K, you can,
I snapped her one time.
Snap me.
I direct snapped her one time, and she got it, and that was probably the first and last time she ever used snap.
Yeah, it's probably her kid scrolling through there. And...
Which is fine, but I'm all over snap. My whole snap gag is that I just film crazy stuff on TV and then
you
make
do.
Some funny waka waka thing on it.
Yeah, and then you always post an emoji on it.
I always.
Your bitmoji. Corey. Yeah, little Corey.
I love that little Corey.
Corey Jr.
That little Corey bitmoji is on everything.
Yeah. Oh, I thought somebody was sitting upstairs.
That thing did scare me.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm Corey.
You don't know how much you don't know how much thought goes into my emoji.
Wait, what was up with the little suitcase with a hat on it scaring the heck out of you?
Okay, so at my home, outside of my room, there is a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I took out my suitcase because I'm getting ready for a trip, which we're going to talk about later in the show. And I'm getting ready for a trip, and I put the suitcase on the chair, and then I have a billion and a half hats, and I took one of my black hats and put it on the top of the suitcase.
Yeah.
So when I walked up the stairs, just out of the corner of my eye, I thought someone wearing a red shirt, wearing a black hat was sitting in that chair because nothing is ever in that chair. I was paranoid. I don't know what was happening.
Getting attacked by a leprechaun.
I thought it was a little mini leprechaun.
The blood leprechaun.
That was coming to attack. It was, and it did it to me so many times. I mean, the Snapchat, when I posted that, that was like the third time it did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it up on Snapchat and it got a lot of waka waka. But then the thing kept scaring me. I literally had to
Move it?
I had to take it out because nothing is ever in that chair. No one ever sits in that chair because it's more decorative than anything else.
That's because that chair's not sturdy.
It is not sturdy. It's just one of those pretty little inanimate.
It is not sturdy.
It is not sturdy. It is not sturdy.
And no good sit there.
I can't English today.
No good sit there.
I'm fighting dirty. But anyway, Mana Martha, Lady K says she's snap challenged.
She's snap challenged.
Mana Martha off the Twitter says we make her feel like $1 million even though she's a little ratchet. She is. Mana Martha,
you are. You are ratchet.
And ghetto as hell.
But.
Mana Martha, you know you can't give us an in like that. And you know what? To the guy that's going to send me a tweet tomorrow talking about, oh, there they go with Mana and Lady K. Go F yourself, bro. You're just jealous. You're just mad because you ain't getting that type of love. Yeah. Stop sending hate and you get a little bit of love, jerk store.
Exactly.
Mana Martha, yeah, you ratchet, little ghetto, and I don't really give a damn. But Mana Martha out there doing the damn thing, bro.
Yeah.
She exercising. She'd be out there with a little Martha Cam exercising and walking around and doing the most. I need to be doing that.
Yeah. And look, the way he's talking is pretty funny, like mispronouncing words and whatnot. Like, that's pretty funny. That kind of leads me into something I really want to get off my chest.
Okay, hold on. Let me go ahead and hit this for you because I know this was coming because you hurt me so much. This is going back to the opening of the show.
Go ahead and just stretch out.
Where we throw insults at each other. Here we go because Mocha's got... Mocha sent me a text message this morning and it said, you fat son of a bitch, come ready to fight. And that was it. I replied back to him and says, Mocha, what are you talking about? He didn't respond. I replied back, what the hell is going on? He didn't respond. I thought I was going to have a January 2017 moment again. We know what happened in January 2017.
Oh, when we had that big.
No.
And then I don't remember what happened. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you saw him like right.
Right at that moment, I was like,
New Year's Day.
New Year's, new you, and then I'm texting him back and forth.
And we shall not speak of.
And he's not responding to me. So I'm agitated. So then he hippity hops with his sexy ass in here to the studio.
I did hippity hop.
And then he sits down, and he explains his rocket, and then he talked about his shirt. I'm not on it. Fat Nat. We've given up on doing this.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, that's fine.
We got the thumbnail last week. It's for the audio.
It's for the audio. So I don't know what the hell I've done, but clearly I've effed up because D-Tay is never this happy when I have not messed up or effed up of somehow, some way, shape, or big form.
All right. Let me go ahead and set the story.
Okay, set the story.
All right. So last week, I make a brilliant joke about Corey liking nuts. And he's like, oh, I caught that. I'm not going to have to listen to this in a replay and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. Trying to just show his listening prowess, right? And it's very well documented on the show. Like, sometimes I misspeak every once in a while.
We all do.
Yeah, but then, like, I think I say words and I totally thought I said match, but I never said match, apparently. But, and I get called out for it and everything. But we never really call out Corey when he really, really, really messes up. And I feel hurt because this past week I've been...
Oh, you are not hurt! Don't even start that!
I feel so hurt right now.
I feel hurt!
Because, Corey really, like... bear with me. It's hard for me to say this.
It's hard for you to call out the big guy.
Corey? Hold on, I gotta go to my shot. Corey made an Instagram post about me and, like, me not being able to English right. And, like, I had to listen back, and I was like, wait, did I really not speak right? Am I not speaking correctly? Am I mispronouncing words? And, like, I think I handled it very well when he called me out, and I was like, okay, yeah, but what if we do this and wet messes and squeeping and, like... But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not hurt anymore because I listened back to the show.
Like you should, like most of us
multiple times.
Okay.
And I listened back to that particular moment.
And then
at 63 minutes on the dot in. Yes, I got the timestamp on that bitch. I got the timestamp on the bitch.
Okay.
All right.
He timestamped that bitch.
I timestamped it.
You.
I did not say squeep at all. I said sweep. But I laughed because I said it. I messed up before I said sweep. I forgot what I said before it. But, like, I rushed into it, and that's what made me laugh about it. And you just said squeep, thinking I messed up squeep.
I think you said squeep. Do we have the audio?
I have the audio, and it's pulled up. Now, bear with me. I couldn't get it directly on the 63 minutes, so it's at 62:54 right now. So we got 6 seconds of lead-in, but then you're going to hear it.
Okay.
Make sure my mic is up on this because, it's the phone. Hold up. Here we
go. We're squeeping the nation. All right. He's pulling his phone up. Okay. There we go.
If we had that hoop over there, we'd be
Can we go into the spot?
All right. This is a spot that's been sweeping the nation. It's
That's been squeeping the nation.
Now. I said sweep. I just played it right now. That said sweep. There was no C in there. There's no squeeping. All right. Now I cleaned it up very well and handled it, rolling with the punches. But Corey,
yes,
you're a jerk.
Not a jerk.
You are a jerk.
Number one, you two jerk stores were squatting over the bit of whatever bitch of the year that we were about to do. Or America F, yeah, because you guys were playing trash can basketball.
Ball is life! Corey. All right?
I'm trying to find your court music, and I can't find it. Okay, so
you... All right.
But did it not sound like be squeeping the nation?
No, it did not. I figured it out, though.
Okay, Lip. What is it that you figured
no,
out?
No, I'm not talking to you. You're on punishment.
All right,
I figured it out, Lip. Hold on. Let me go ahead and take him out the shot. Where the Lip and DJ? All right. I figured it out, Lip. He is so fat now that the fat has overlapped on his ears. So it's blocked. That's why we're able to sleep those like nice little quips in. He doesn't hear them until the next day because it takes 2 days for him then travel through the fat.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly. And that's why he just have to show he's guessing. And he tries to read the lips. But then I figured out he's illiterate. So he can't read lips. He can't hear the quips. And he makes up the lips.
Yeah.
Now, can I retort now?
You want to retort?
Yes.
Shall I let him retort? Lip.
It's only fair. It's not lip. An argument unless there's
shall
a
let him retort?
It's not yeah. an argument.
Oh,
unless-
how many times have you just came and took a huge crap on me? Did not give me no chance to retort.
It was no compromise.
There was no two-way street of communication.
Okay, so I can't retort?
I'll let you retort.
Okay, thank you very much. I just like that beat right there.
All
right,
go ahead.
I don't have a retort. I don't have a retort.
Zip it!
I don't have a retort.
Shot it!
I don't have a retort.
Exactly.
I don't have a
retort. There's nothing to retort.
That's okay, because everybody on Twitter is they mad at you again.
Why are they mad at me?
Don't diss my baby like that.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Wow. When the fat guy messes up, the fat natics comes to his rescue. We're gonna split our fandom in half. We're gonna have the Fatnatics and the DTites.
No, it's gonna be Team Fat or Team Mocha.
It's gonna be Team Fat or Team Right. That's what it's gonna be. And chop this up and put it on the Instagram.
Oh, sorry. Team Fat or team right. I think I like that.
What do you guys want? You guys want to be fat for the rest of your life? You want to be right with me?
Okay, so here's what I'll retort.
All right.
It sounded like me squeeping in my head.
Because your fat ears blocking out the sound.
Dude, that's not even funny because I really do think that I'm starting to lose my hearing. I turned the TV up so damn loud, AJ's like, oh my God, it sounds like IMAX in the living room. I can't hear anymore.
I still can't hear on my right ear.
we both just screwed. We just effed up from the floor.
I may have said squeeping. I don't know.
What?
Do it look like I'm all bad emotion?
What?
Do it look like I'm all bad emotion?
Oh, this is a... Oh, wait, Lip, this is a song dedication.
Yes.
Ooh.
And it's a break.
Who is this going out to, Lip?
Terry's friend?
It's going out to Terry.
Terry.
Terry Ryan off the Twitter in Australia. Yeah. Off the Facebook.
Off the Facebook, yeah.
Off
this
the Twitter,
is
off
Terry.
Instagram.
We found out that this is Terry's favorite song. Ooh. And a friend asked you to go ahead and send this out. You Lip, let me hear a little bit of that because I feel like talking it up. Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting all the way down to...
Messed it up.
All right, start it again. I got to do it right now. I got to talk it up. Do it again. It takes him a little bit longer now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, broadcasting all the way down to the down under. Going out to Terry. He's playing in the Plants and Bugs right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is going out to him. A little bit of Michael Jackson. Whatever the name of this song is, Billie Jean coming at you right now. All the way to you, Terry. But there's another break in there, but I did hit the music break. I'm going to go ahead and keep talking because we're going to send Terry a Power 92 wild card. All right, we're going to go to break. I screwed that up real good. I can't hear. I'm be squeeping my ears. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show with someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone like your friends is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
That was a lot of Michael Jackson for Terry. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Amazon just keeps getting better, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are a Prime member, man, Prime membership is thebomb.com. I am traveling soon, which we're going to talk about here in a second. And there are so many little itty-bitty little nuances that you need when you're traveling, like, you know, that travel air pillow. and things like that. I'm getting all of that stuff through my Amazon Prime membership at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And folks, if you're not a Prime member, visit our link as well and sign up for it. You get a 30-day free trial. And trust me, on the 31st day, you're going to want to pay for it because it will pay for itself. If you order from Amazon at least 4 times a week, Prime will pay for itself within the first 3 weeks, considering what you would pay for shipping and handling. And it gets to you a lot faster in 2 days and sometimes even in less than 24 hours. Find out more at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon, so easy they put a smile on the box. All right, welcome back to the Shuddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't hear. I really am think I'm going deaf, man. I can't hear. I can't talk. My career is just going off the rails. But that's not the point. That's we're here.
Yeah, that's. I like how that bed music just like.
Right off the cliff, right?
I know. I was jamming out here.
You were rocking out too, Terry. Terry's favorite song.
But that's not why we're here.
No.
I'm sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to.
When.
Now no, I feel like a jerk for saying
no,
that.
No, I needed to reset my mind. One thing we love about this show is that, yes, we do a lot of listener interaction. Lady K gets a lot of play on this show. Mata Martha gets a lot of play on the show. Terry gets a lot of play. We've got several. PJ from Parker, Arizona.
Yeah.
We love when our listeners really, I'm sorry, our fatnatics. Yeah! Really, really engage in this show. And the people that really engage in this show, even the ones that I'll get a tweet from that says, hey, Corey, I listen to the show. Sorry, I can't live tweet because, you know, I don't watch the show live. We love all of those equally. And I get your tweets throughout the week and I try to respond back to you when you have questions about things that we discuss on the show. Or if you're just being a jerk talking about how much we just talk Lady K and Modern Martha these days. Yeah. And you might want to go ahead and throw Terry in there, too, because we love him now, too. Plants and bugs. So when good things happen to the show because of the people that listen to the show.
Yeah.
And there is a very, very big opportunity that has been awarded to me. And I'm not going to say it's from anything that I've done or anything that DT has done, anything that Philippius has done, anything that anybody behind the scenes have done. I honestly think that every time something good happens to someone on this show or this show, it's because of the people that listen and download it.
Yeah.
So I want to share this news because this is amazing news and it's an amazing opportunity for international exposure beyond what Fat Guy Radio Show is now from the opportunity that has been placed before me.
Yeah.
So next week, I will be traveling to Washington, D.C.
Nice.
And no, I'm not going there to try to do anything about your health care bill and your Obamacare. Sorry, I don't have that type of pool. But I'm going to Washington, D.C. because I was invited. Mm. And I was invited to Washington, D.C.
By who?
To participate in the Tony Perkins Show.
Wow.
Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. Now, the Tony Perkins Show, Tony Perkins, if you were not in Washington, D.C., Tony Perkins, the name probably sounds pretty familiar because he was well known for being on Good Morning America in the early 80s.
Okay.
And 90s. So he's a national, well-known personality that has an internet radio show. And because of the popularity of Fat Guy Radio Show and the immense interaction from our listeners, we caught the Tony Perkins Show's eye.
Nice.
And they reached out to me and they said, we would like to invite you on to the Tony Perkins Show to sit in with the guys on the show. It's an amazing opportunity. Now, unfortunately, there wasn't budget money for B2B Radio Network to fly me out there. So there wasn't budget money for B2B Radio Network to take my boys. I would love to take this trip with my two boys.
Yay.
But I am, I would. Do you know how amazing it would be if all three of us were in Washington, D.C.?
That would be freaking dope.
On the Tony Perkins Show. We, not to downplay us, but we have a fraction of the exposure that Tony Perkins Show has because Tony Perkins is a well-known TV news anchor in Washington, D.C. on Fox 5. Gary Stein is a highly respected executive producer of many television projects. And to be invited to their show because of what our fans, how much our fans have embraced what we do here,
yeah,
is phenomenal. It's not anything that I've done. I'm not taking any credit for this. I am sharing this credit with all of you. All of you that download and support our sponsors. Because if you weren't doing that, we'd be nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with my throat, but I'm dying. And I hope I don't die till after I'm on the Tony Perkins Show. So next week, I will be flying out to Washington, D.C., and the show will air on the TonyPerkinsShow.com. Will air on August 7th, if everything goes right. Now, they're internet-based. I could get there and bomb, and TP and Gary Stein are not going to release the show. That sucks. So it's scheduled to be released on August 7th. So here's where it is. This is great news and everything else. This is where I get a little nervous. Mm-hmm. That's a long ass flight.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. West Coast to East Coast.
From Phoenix to DC.
Yeah.
By way of, I couldn't get round trip tickets because I'm funding this myself.
Okay.
I couldn't get round trip tickets. And the Tony Perkins Show, they didn't demand that I get there in person. They gave me the option to be there in person or to do it by phone. But because this opportunity is so huge and so rich with potential, I wanted to take it and get the most out of it. So I want to be there in that studio.
Did you hear that lip?
Yes.
He said, this opportunity is so rich.
Oh, look at me.
This is for all of us. Oh, this is for all of us, man.
I'm so rich. I'm going to fly all the way out to Washington, D.C.
No.
First class. Uh-uh. I'll tell you how I'm getting there. Credit card points.
Ooh.
Because there ain't no way in hell I would have been able to fly out there as expensive as those tickets are. It makes no sense how much a bus in the air costs.
Well, you got to take it into account that, one, you're going to Washington, D.C. Two, you're doing it on such short notice.
Yeah. It was.
Had you had this planned out like 4 months ago, then you would have got cheap flights. But because I tried to go fly out to New York to see a friend one time. Mm-hmm. And oh my God.
It's expensive. Okay, so how? Okay,
just a one-way ticket.
I'm trepidatious about the flight. The last time I was on an airplane was probably 3 years ago, and it was in the air for 50 minutes. Remember when I used to fly out to San Diego, Lip, and just go out there, strand myself, and then fly back just to get away from everything? Mm-hmm. I don't do that much anymore. AJ's too old for me to afford to do that anymore. But this is 5 hours. This is a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
With a 3.5-hour leg first, then I have a 40-minute layover, and then I go to Washington, D.C. And then on the flight back, I fly out of Washington, D.C. I have a 3-hour layover in a city I know nothing about. Then I return to Phoenix.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't afford the direct flights. The direct flights were astronomically expensive to fly direct from Phoenix to D.C.
Ugh.
But so, that would only save you how much time?
Not much. Well, all you have to do is just take away the layover times.
Mm. Yeah.
So
what is it, like a 3-hour flight anyways?
It's 5.5 hours, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But that's a long time to be in the air, and I haven't been in the air that long. I'm a little trepidatious about that. And neither one of you, when was the last time you flew, Deep?
The last time I flew was actually last summer.
But how far did you go?
I went from here to Sonoma, North California, Oakland.
So that was what, an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Something like that. But you also got to take into account that I am terrified of heights.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So funny story about this. So I went on a business trip.
Okay.
Right. And I don't usually go out and just broadcast, oh, hey, I'm Coach Daniel. I'm afraid of heights. You know, like I don't like heights. Don't put me in no high places.
Yeah.
So like they're like, everyone's like, oh yeah, we're flying out there. I'm like, in my back of my head, I'm like, I'm going to die on this trip. But
it's in the back of my head too.
But I was like, you know, I put on a brave face. I was like, cool. Yeah, let's do this. I had a friend who started working with us last year. Mm-hmm. He had just moved in from Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Boston,
so,
Massachusetts.
He knew nothing about me. I hardly knew anything about him. And so we're sitting next to each other on the plane. Actually, no, he's sitting behind me on the plane.
Where you, in coach, most likely.
Yeah, but he's sitting in the seat directly behind me, and that's what makes this even worse. So I'm sitting next to my boss, and I explained to her my fear, and she's like, okay, cool.
Before the plane took off or after you were in the air?
This is before the plane took off, right? And we're pushing back, getting ready for takeoff. And she was like, well, just, you know, put your music on. I was like, I'm just going to listen to my music. She's like, okay.
She didn't let you hold her hand?
Nah. Sexual harassment, come on now.
I want to hold your hand.
So I'm sitting there. I'm about to put my headphones in. The plane's taking off. And we're going down the runway. We're starting to lift off. We're inching slowly into the sky. And my friend from Boston, sitting right behind me, turns to the side, comes straight and put his face in my face, and goes, life insurance plays triple on a business trip if we die. And I'm like, bro, we're already shaking. We're already shaking on the takeoff. There's already that turbulence, you know. Like,
have you hit G-force? Have you hit the G-force yet?
I don't even know how that even sounds like or looks like. I don't know these forces of G's.
I just get kicked in the seat.
Oh yeah, so I'm already pushed back. Yeah, we're already pushed back. Yeah. Like my head's on the back of my seat. And I'm like, So. His boss, who was sitting across from me, heard me tell my boss that I was afraid of heights. And he turns to him and said, hey, bro, Daniel's afraid of heights. And he goes, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. Just go sit back in your effing seat.
How did you handle it?
I put my headphones in. I closed my eyes.
You didn't have a window seat, I'd imagine.
Nope, I was in the aisle. I had the seat right next to the aisle. I could not look out that window. I closed my eyes. I slept the whole ride.
See, this is my thing.
I slept
on the plane. It's 5 hours up and down. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm not afraid of heights. I've flown before. I'm used to but the longest that I've ever flown was maybe 3 hours. So this is an additional 2 hours of time. Plus, I'm going to two airports that I have no clue how to get around. And I would imagine that if the TSA and national security is probably investigating me right now, because I have been studying so much of these airports. Because like the one airport that I'm going through, Atlanta,
yeah,
the Atlanta airport has some type of like train that runs underground to each one of their
That's pretty cool.
Terminals or
whatever. You know, Sky Harbor, which is our local airport here, is confusing I'm going to be reading signs. I'm going to be nervous. I don't want to miss any flights, because you can't miss any flights because there's no refunds. There's no rechecks. There's no delays or anything like that, because I did it all on credit card points.
Yeah.
So I can't go undo anything. I'm going to end up starting a whole new life in Atlanta.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is wrong with that, because my show is here in Phoenix.
We'll Skype you in.
We'll Skype me in. No, I'm nervous about that. And then when I'm in Wally Wally, Washington, or whatever the hell they're sending me on the way back, for 3.5 hours.
Wally Wally, Washington.
What the hell am I going to do for 3.5 hours? Just doop-dee-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop around the airport.
I'm sure you're going to find some restaurant.
You're going to find. I'm telling you right now, there will be none of this on this trip. Washington, D.C. has priced out your boy. I cannot afford D.C. I'm looking at hotel stays. The hotel for 3 days is more than my brand new car note.
Wow.
The flights, if I didn't have the points, would have been more than my car note. D.C. is out of your boy. Those people are in a different playing field. I may rock socks here in Arizona because we ain't doing nothing but outrunning haboobies when they come across the city. But in D.C., I've met my match. I have tapped my status of this does not work in D.C., bro. I'm telling you right now, they don't have McDonald's in the inner city.
They don't have McDonald's?
Not close to. I'm staying 35 minutes away from the Capitol.
Wow.
That's where I am.
So you're telling me senators and the stuff, they don't eat McDonald's?
No, they have all those little really cool high-end little joints and spots and stuff all over the place. So I was looking up, I actually looked up diners, drive-ins, and dives to find some places where I'm going to be staying to try to go and eat. And then I looked at the hotel restaurant that's in there. The cheapest food is like $23.
And what is that, caviar?
No, that's like a water with the side of fries.
What?
Washington, D.C.
Water and three crackers.
Washington, D.C. is out of my tax bracket, bro.
Wow.
I could hang for maybe a day in L.A. Mm-hmm. or maybe La Jolla, California.
Ooh.
But D.C. is a whole different nut to crack. And I'm learning that just by looking at, you know, where. And I think they have like there's a CVS that's up the street from my hotel, mm-hmm. which I'm glad about because I don't know what the travel ban is for like liquids and stuff. I don't know if I can take like my e-liquids from Halo. I don't Ooh. Know if I can take like deodorant and lotions. So I'm just going to leave all that here and then just buy it all again when I get to CVS. But CVS has that really nice travel section where yeah. all of the lotions and toothbrushes yeah. and stuff are little. So I'm just going to buy it again because there's a CVS from what it looked like on the map within walking distance of my
okay.
hotel.
But and then by walking distance, you mean like two horse gallops away?
I don't know, dude.
I don't. Take a train.
I don't know D.C. I don't know Washington, D.C. I just know that it is expensive there. But from the Google Maps pictures, because I've given myself a lot of Google Map tours. And what's really cool about Google Maps is that when you cross over an intersection and it changes time. Like, they'll have a Google map that was uploaded from February 2015, and then you cross an intersection, and it's been uploaded February 2017. Everything instantly looks different, like new stores are open. That's how much time I've spent on Google Maps, because I've gotten in a Google car and driven around the area of where my hotel is going to be, because I want to know what is around.
Yeah, you want to get the lay of the land.
I want to get the lay of the land. I want to know what's going down. And then, of course, I reached out to a couple of friends of mine that have worked in Washington, D.C., and they told me what and what not to do.
Okay.
And what parts of D.C. not to go into.
All of them.
And then pretty much. And then my mom told me the best advice. She said, stay away from the White House.
There you go. That's the greatest advice a mother can give her.
I'm like, I could go to the White House. I have health insurance. Here's the thing. Sorry.
I don't.
Sore spot. I apologize.
I got
But fine. Here's the thing. The airlines.
Yes.
What are the rules now?
Don't know.
All right. First thing, don't put anything up your butt.
Oh, well, that ruins my Tuesday.
Well, I'm just saying. No, you can put things up your butt until then.
Okay.
Like, I'm talking about like when you're checking in, make sure you have nothing up your butt.
Oh, right. Oh. Because yeah. then if not, they'll have to go in there. Oh, my yeah. God. Twitter was blowing up, and I totally missed it for a minute. Lady K, sorry to cut you off, DT. Lady K suggested download a couple of movies on your laptop, tablet, phone, whatever. Okay, that's another thing. I'm glad she brought that up. Downloading movies is fine because I am not paying $16.99 to have Wi-Fi access.
Now, here's the thing that I just barely put this together. You have a layover.
Yes.
So you're talking about, oh, this is going to be the longest I've ever been on a plane. Yes, it is in total travel time, but you're breaking it up into like one 2-hour flight, one like hour and 50-minute flight. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that 5.5 hours straight.
Okay, I see. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I just thought about that right now when we were talking. I was like, wait, well, hold up. You said you've been on a 3-hour flight before, so you're going to have a 3-hour and a 2-hour, and you'll be good to go. So you still won't have a super long flight.
But then that puts in my next level of trepidation is getting from gate to gate.
Now, that one, there is no remedy. But I drove cross-country. I drove from Phoenix all the way to Orlando, Florida.
Oh, God, I would love to do that.
And it took me 3 full days to do it.
Beautiful.
It was a great trip, but then I flew back. And I flew from Florida to Detroit to Phoenix. And I've never been, I think it's what, no, is it O'Hare, Chicago, right?
Yeah. What city did you go from Florida to?
Detroit.
Oh.
Yes, murder capital of the world.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, that's Baltimore.
Oh, God, I'm going to be near Baltimore. That's it. This is over. Actually, we're going to be eulogizing
you. You know what Baltimore's nickname is?
What?
Slaughtermore.
Oh, God. No, that was one place that a lot of my
murderland.
A lot of my Washington, D.C. contacts told me, stay away from out of Baltimore. Stay your ass out of Baltimore. I'll be lifting and Ubering everywhere.
Okay.
I'll Uber from Reagan. To the airport, which I'm told is like 40 minutes from the airport to the hotel,
mm-hmm.
Reagan National, because I guess there's two airports.
Oh,
in D.C.
What are they? Reagan and
Dulles, I want to say.
Dulles.
I don't know.
I don't even know who Dulles is.
I don't know. Lady K
that
off
Dole banana.
Mata Martha says that they have a yes list on things that you can take online.
There you go.
Lady K suggests get some pre-filled cartridges from Halo, and they won't say anything. as long as they are in sealed new packages. Oh, so I could just get a brand new bottle of e-liquid, long as it's sealed and not open, I should be okay.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. So I'm worried about being able to transfer planes in these cities and airports that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only doing a carry-on.
Okay.
Because I don't want to have to worry about going and, number one, I don't want to pay baggage check fees.
Yeah.
Those suckers are $35 and up.
Whoa.
And then there's still a weight limit.
Wow.
And I'm not flying the no baggage fees airline. Wow. I'm flying the drag you out of your seat airline. What?
Beat you till you're done.
Beat your ass till you. Hey, you ain't got to beat me, bro. I'll get up out the seat. Give me the $1,500 credit. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it all in carry on. And Lady K tweeted me to do like an army roll packing. And then I did a whole lot of food jokes. Cinnamon roll, sushi roll, egg roll. You know, I didn't know anything about army roll. But she sent me a link on how to army roll clothes. I'm going to have to do that.
Okay.
I might double up on clothes.
I don't know if that's going to work for you, though, because I've seen like people trying to army roll drapes, and it just doesn't work. It's just too big.
Mm. So you're talking about my underwear, clearly. I don't.
No, that's a tablecloth.
Not the, oh, Lady K says not the bottle, the G6. Lady K, I don't have a G6 anymore. I only have my Triton tank. This is going to be a problem. My e-cig is going to be a problem. But I thought I don't know. I got to read it up.
Yeah.
The fluids have like an ounce limit.
Yeah, I don't know what the ounce limit is. I know that when you take, I think it's nothing more than 7 ounces of fluid.
He said fluid. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And the bag check fees, that's ridiculous. So I'm gonna do I won't be able to bring back anything because my suitcase is probably gonna be full. Here's what I decided to do though. Instead of trying to pack my big shoes, mm-hmm. I'm gonna wear them on the plane. And then just put like my little flat shoes that I'll wear around the hotel in the I mean, I'm going to have to do some smart packing.
Yes. And don't buy any souvenirs because you're not going
to
be able to.
It's D.C. I can't afford D.C. And I would have never thought that it would ever come to a point where Corey Blaze would say, I can't afford something. But D.C. is clearly showing its map. Now, there are outlier areas of D.C. that look more affordable,
mm-hmm.
but I've been told not to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's dangerous.
Yeah, you don't want to die.
I don't want to date. I don't want to. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break, Conspiracy Corner.
Okay.
Or Trailer Talk.
I kind of want to do the Trailer Talk.
All right, let's do Trailer Talk after this as DJ just shoots himself with something. Are you okay?
Yeah, Baltimore's underneath the table.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. You miss a little, you miss a lot. We'll be right back.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
I didn't get the alert because apparently I am not trusted with that responsibility.
You don't have Facebook.
I got it back.
No, only because after your life coach advised you.
The life coach.
No, not
no,
the life
coach.
No,
he listened to the show, got mad, and now he doesn't want to like have any contact with me.
You were telling me that when my face was in your lap while we were sitting here for 3 hours waiting for Philippians, and I call shenanigans on that. That's,
no, I don't even talk to him anymore. I don't.
His name is Harambe. That f***ing grin on your face.
Harambe got shot.
And that was your life coach.
Now he's in jail.
Yeah.
Was he black?
He was.
Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought him back, bitch. I know what you're talking about. You heard?
I never heard that.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. My dad is calling me right now because he doesn't respect what I do.
Jerk.
My dad's calling.
Oh, yeah, he's really calling.
He literally is calling me right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, you know that there are many, many shows that are out there, and Afterburn is our bonus show. It's a fifth or sixth show that we do a month. Jerks out there. You can get access to them by subscribing at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Our Patreon sponsor, our Patreon partner, is the host of our Afterburn shows. They are commercial free, no rules, and trust me, the weirdest crap happens on our Afterburn shows. You want to hear us? Most people say, oh, Corey, your show is so PG-13. It's so clean. Well, you want to hear us let loose? Afterburn is where we do it, and that's the only place we do it. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Be that fatnetic that we know you can't possibly be by subscribing to Afterburn. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Yeah! I am not answering my dad. Now I'm worried. Lady K's like, answer your dad. Now I'm worried.
Are you going to call him on air?
I'm going to call him because he should know what I'm doing right now. And then he's going to be all mad that I wasn't. So now I'm going to call him. I hope he's...
Hello, this is Fred Rogers.
Do you know there's no more dinosaurs?
Hey, what?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing, son?
I'm on the air right now, and so are you. What?
Well,
yeah,
I'm there. I tell you that we're leaving next week to go see your sister in Iowa to help her rebuild her house.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will talk to you about that after the show. Are you leaving today?
No, next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call you. I'll call you back after the show, and then I'll talk to you about that off air.
Okay, all right. That's why I hung up, because I remember.
Oh, you remember. Well, you're on the air now, because you know I don't take phone calls unless they're on the air.
Okay, then. All right. Tell everybody to say hello.
All right. They heard you. All right, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah, he's going to Iowa to rebuild my sister's house. All right. So, and he felt that was important to call me during the show to tell me I love him. But then he remembered.
Yeah, he leaves 2 days before you leave for Washington, D.C.
Isn't that great how the priorities are taken? You know, sometimes it just pours out. You know, sometimes it's hard to hide the pain of the fact that I really don't matter. You know, I'm the Waka Waka. It's very well documented on this show. Hello, listener Gail. Very well documented on this show. Little sister, accountant. Older sister, God knows what she does, but her company just moved her across country, so she's clearly making a lot of money. My mom works at a college. My dad, business owner, self-made. Me, I talk into the internet for a living.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know there's nothing wrong with that, but when compared to what my siblings do...
Yeah,
and little D just bought a new house. Even little D, is his ghetto-ness is falling off of him. I'm becoming the ghetto one. I'm becoming the outsider, and I don't like that. I'm supposed to be on better than everybody else. What? me.
I'm better than everybody else.
Little D's got a better house than I do.
Does he really?
Yes.
But it's
probably newer.
Built cheaper, though.
It is. Yeah. Well, yeah, but still.
It's not going to survive two haboops.
He's all happy. He's got, you know, his life is coming together. I don't like that. I want my brother to be a disaster. I want him making those mistakes. He made a mistake in 6 months. I don't know what to do.
See, that's why I love my big brother. He's 33 years old, and he's like, he still lives at home with my grandmother. So the fact that he does that, I'm like, yes, I'm winning.
Right? It makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. I gave him his first car.
But no, my little brother is doing well. My little sister is doing well. Mom's doing well. Everybody's doing well. I'm just sitting here talking into the freaking micro internet to Terry.
Lots of bugs.
And then my dad doesn't even care because he's like, oh, hey, look, I understand. Corey, you're doing your radio show. That little thing you did on Thursday. Mm-hmm. That little thing, that little project.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that little project. You had a lot of little projects when you were a kid. The little project that you got on the side. I know you're doing that, but hey, we're going to rebuild your sister's house. We're going to make your sister's house great again.
Better than yours.
And it probably will be better than mine.
Three stories.
It's going to be huge.
So, let's go into trailer talk before I shoot.
All right, let's go.
All right, hold on. Now the damn Twitter is blowing up.
Oh. Who cares
Lady
about
K
Twitter?
Says, put it in perspective. You're going to the Attorney Perkins show. You are absolutely right. I am going to the Attorney Perkins show. But does my dad care? No. Mom, no. Sister, they don't even know.
I wish I was going to the Attorney Perkins show.
I wish you were too. Shut up. I pronounced that right, Squeep in the Nation.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for the segment that's been Squeep in the Nation.
You know, now that you picked up before that, that's going to become a staple. And here I go, searching for the thing again. Nope, I found it. It's on three.
All right, you ready?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the segment that is Squeep in the Nation. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
We review the trailers because the trailers are free.
Free. Obviously. Sorry.
We review the trailers because the trailers are
free.
Now it's too early.
No.
We review the trailers because the trailers are
free.
Plenty.
Trailers are free.
What are they?
Free! Some of my monkey!
We are never bringing in that consultant to teach your mic technique ever again. All right, this week's Trailer Talk is a listener submitted from the one, the only, Queen of the East Coast, the K of the lady, the Fatnetic Queen herself.
Nice.
Pick this one. She picked out Trailer Talk. And This week's trailer is Logan Lucky, starring Channing Tatum.
Oh, is Logan Lucky?
What did I put?
No, I'm the one who put the screen up. I put Lucky Logan. I'm sorry.
Is it Logan Lucky? No, I have to look. I may have typed it wrong because you know how many times we type stuff wrong. It is Logan Lucky.
Yeah, and I put Lucky Logan.
That's
so,
all right,
whatever.
Okay, you dyslexic people, y'all got it right. All right, this week's trailer is Logan Lucky or Lucky Logan, starring Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, and Daniel Craig. The Logans are a hard scramble family from the hills of West Virginia, and their clan has been famous for its bad luck for nearly 90 years. But the cunning Jimmy Logan, played by Channing Tatum, decides it's time to turn the family's luck around, and with a little help from his friends, the Redneck Robbers, he plans to steal $14 million from the Charlotte Motor Speedway. In theaters August 18th, directed by Steven Soderbergh.
Soderbergh.
What was your take on Logan Lucky Lucky Logan?
I think they're trying too hard, and they're not going to have like a big hit on this one, but there will probably be some funny stuff in there, but not enough to get it to where they want it to be.
How many Squeep in the Nations do you give it?
Probably two.
Two Squeep in the Nations?
All right.
What was your take on Lucky Logan, Logan Lucky?
First of all, this is a very important question.
Yes.
Did Lady K like this trailer, or did she just want us to review it? Did she want to watch the movie? Lady K, please answer as quickly as possible. Did you want to watch this movie? Do you not want to watch the movie?
Is like, change the way you
just
talk
shut up,
it?
Lip. Like, Lady K, let me know.
Okay, so Lady K, get at us and let
Come
us
on,
know.
Lady K.
Was it you? She's on the delay.
Yeah. All right.
So we can't sit here for dead air.
Pants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs. She answer?
No.
She probably wants to see it.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to assume she doesn't like the movie. All right. That being said.
Okay, hold on. She did reply. She said the little trivia, Charlotte Motor Speedway is 15 minutes from where she is.
I don't need trivia, Lady K. I need your answer. Are you listening to the show?
Mona Martha says she's game because of Channing Tatum.
Well, Mata Martha, that's because you're a horn dog. And I'm not mad at that.
Oh.
I mean, on what?
Plants and bugs.
All right. You know what, Lady K? If you want to see it, you're going to have to listen to my rant anyways. All right.
Can't rush the princess. We're trying to see
it. I thought she was a queen.
Okay. They can't rush the queen. All right. She chimes in. I just saw it and thought it was a crazy redneck. Funny.
Okay, cool. So she's impartial right now.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. All right. That being said.
How long is that freaking delay, Lip? Good Lord.
That being said,
yes,
this is the director. This is the same person who made all the Oceans 11, 12, 13, 15 million,
17,
three,
000.
Three and a half,
Ocean
Lion
and
King,
a half.
One and a half,
yeah. Michael Ocean,
and Magic Mike. So, what I'm getting from this is, first of all, where is Adam Driver's arm?
You are cocking back for something huge right now.
All right, this is Magic Mike meets Ocean 11. In a hick town. All right? You got sexy Channing Tatum.
Which they look like they have sexied him down.
Yeah, he looks...
Sorry, Mata.
Yeah, he looks not sexy in this.
Right?
He looks like...
A redneck.
Like a redneck. He looks like Wood Harrison. Or
Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about, the white boy.
Yeah.
From Wars of Planet of the... War for the Planet of the Apes.
And Mockingjay.
And Mockingjay.
All 400 of those.
Yes.
Me and AJ watched all of those.
He doesn't look good in this movie. Second of all, why has Kylo Ren lost his arm? And where is his mask? Why is he not speaking about the Force? Can't he just Force pull all the money out? I don't know. Maybe he can because he lost the arm that can Force pull. I don't know. These are questions that need to be answered.
There's so many unanswered questions.
Second of all. All right. Thirdly. All right. In conclusion,
Article C. 4.4K.
Why is James Bond in prison? All right.
Okay. That's not James Bond.
Daniel Craig. That's James
Bond.
I know,
but he's not James Bond in the movie.
No, he said he was James. He said, "I am a spy incarcerated."
He is incarcerated.
Why is he speaking like he hooked on phonics?
Because he's talking to Channing Tatum and the other hooked on phonics.
Then he's doing science with soap. I don't know. How does soap explode? I don't know. I didn't know we were watching Fight Club remakes. I'm sorry. Where is Brad Pitt at in this movie? Then they have this star-studded cast. I don't even know who's... I know Katie Holmes is in
this
movie.
There's a lot of people in this stupid movie.
Katie Holmes is in this movie, so I'm thinking there's going to be some elements of Scientology in this. I'm waiting for the aliens to show up. Maybe that's how Channing Tatum changes luck. So I'm going to go ahead and give it 5 bean burritos and a squeeping of that wet mess. All right. Thank you.
Well, DJ said it all. I will say this. I think this movie is going to make a lot of money for one reason and one reason only.
Channing Tatum.
NASCAR.
Oh, I didn't even think about the NASCAR. Second of all, why are there so many left turns?
Wait, here comes another turn. Left turn. Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, wait. They're coming again. Hold on. They're coming around.
Left turn.
Woohoo! Yeah. I almost spilled my beer. Hold on one more. Hold on, Martha. They going to make a little turn. I wonder which one this is going to be. I wonder if it's a left turn. It's a beautiful one. I'm telling you. I love me some NASCAR, honey. Woo-hoo-hoo. I sure do love me some NASCAR. I wish your cousin, brother, sister would have made it out here.
Your cousin, sister, brother, mother.
I'm hurt so bad. Wait, here comes another one. Left turn! Oh, man. Lip.
Red.
Lip, guess what's coming up? Cars are coming. Guess what it is? Guess what they're going to do? Left turn! This is such a stupid show. Tony Perkins, you guys are probably going to go down in a hell of glory after I leave that studio. All right, it's gonna make money because of NASCAR.
Yeah.
People love NASCAR.
And then that Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, because Mata Martha says she doesn't care if they sexied him down or not. She's going to see him.
Yeah. You know, at one point in the movie, he's going to take his shirt off.
Of course, and that's the reason.
And you can't sexy down abs.
And that's the reason why I'm going to go see him. Of course. Wait, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, and it comes, and it comes.
left turn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got three more left turns to make before the race is over. Stick around. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by The Next Turn. Here it comes. It's coming up. Turn! Hello from Halo Sigs at Halo Sigs through the Halo Sigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You heard me talking about it earlier. I'm just going to email Halo Sigs. Say, hey, can I take this on the airplane? Will they have any problems with it being on the airplane?
It shouldn't.
I should ask.
Yeah.
It's not going to harm in asking.
No.
Halo 6, electronic cigarettes. I mean, come on. The stewardess and everybody should, they should allow these.
They should.
I hope. We'll find out. If not, I'm going to have to FedEx this bitch over there and FedEx it back when I'm done. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to Washington of the D of the C without my Halo 6. And you shouldn't go anywhere without your Halo 6 either. Get started today by clicking the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo 6. Premium electronic cigarettes and e-liquids. Halo Sigs, DT, give it to Lady K.
Halo Sigs, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are, oh, wait, hold on. The studio is coming up on the turn. It's coming up on the turn. It's coming
up on the turn. I just totally smacked myself in my mind. That's on camera.
Oh, I hope that clip doesn't end up on Instagram.
Ah, dang it.
Oh, dang it. You made me ink.
Oh, you guys made me ink.
One quick thing. I didn't get to a conspiracy corner, but I'm going to get to this real quick.
Okay.
Chris Blue, our boy, got married.
Not to Alicia Keys.
No, he did not get married to Alicia Keys, unfortunately. But he did get married, and they spent like 800 days in Aruba or something like that. It's just sad because anytime that I hear someone getting married, I have to go to the married drop.
Yeah.
Wherever the hell I should have had this queued up, and
yeah,
I didn't.
You're
oh, yeah. The wedding drop. Chris Blue. Another one bites the dust. Because it's a fortunate thing. You guys know me. I am not an advocate for marriage.
Yeah,
you can live together. You can love. You don't need a piece of paper to prove your love to someone. Another one
bites the dust. Lip. That's exactly why I haven't told him I got married yet.
You got married. Oh, God.
I mean, what? No. Another one bites
the dust. But Chris Blue did. But so congratulations, Chris Blue, on blowing your career. And oh, my God, the show is over.
Blowing your career.
Yeah. Like, come on. Nothing good is going to come out of this.
Thanks, Chris Blue, for losing all the money you haven't made yet.
It's because he didn't marry the right person.
No, he just didn't. And we were going to get into the conspiracy. I'll do it in 3 seconds.
All right.
Okay. So everybody knows that Ring doorbells are the new thing.
Yeah.
Everybody likes these cameras outside of their houses. I saw a commercial the other day of now they have the Ring floodlight where you put this light above your garage and stuff like that. And of course it catches intruders. It gives you an alert. You can play your alarm. No matter where you are, it goes right to your phone or your tablet or whatever. And it gives you an alert. But this is where I go into conspiracy because yes, the cameras can catch intruders, but what also is being captured by those cameras?
Everything.
You're coming and going from your home. And why is it that something like the Ring doorbell and now the Ring Floodlight is so wildly popular. I've never seen a product that has been out for less than 2 years become so hugely popular by so many people for it to, there has to be some underlying data that happens. I'm telling you folks, anything that you do through the internet is traced, tracked, and stored in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So you've got this Ring doorbell. Yes, it's protecting your home. Yes, you'll be able to avoid salesmen that come to your front door. But it also sees when your children leave, when your children come home, when you leave, when you come home. There's facial recognition software out there that all of that data at some point can be pulled and used against you. And I call and I'm singling out the Ring doorbell and the Ring floodlight in particular because of its fiercely growth in popularity in such a small amount of time.
Yeah.
That technology has been out there forever.
Yeah, I'm like Will Smith right now. I'm waiting for iRobot.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
And I'm scared.
And oh, off the Twitter. What if your Ring gets hacked? Now people know what your kids look like. They can sit there and watch your house for 3 days and get. And we are creatures of habit.
I'm just saying.
So you're going to do the same thing every 3 days. Yeah. They're going to be able to tell when your house is. And check this out. If they hacked into your Ring camera and they see you leave your house and then the robbers walk up to your house and then you talk to them through the Ring and you say you're bathing the kids, they can immediately call shenanigans on you because they just saw you through your Ring camera leave your house.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, the Ring ain't secure because they can't even secure the cloud.
No!
If I can get new photos of Kylie Jenner, then I'm just saying I could break into your house.
They leak.
Just throwing that out there.
I know it's hard to say that there's anything out there that's 100% safe because there's nothing out there that's 100%
yes,
safe.
Yes, there is.
What's 100%?
My gun.
You got that right. Your gun is 100% safe. Put that American flag outside your house, and that will prove that no one will come and attack you at all. Because they know you've got a gun. Sorry, Ring doorbell. It'd be the best thing ever if they advertise on the show. I'll have 4,500 of them all around my house if I want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have one here in the studio under the table.
I don't know what I ever did before the Ring.
You, basically, your house didn't get robbed.
Once I get the Ring, I'm going to die in 7 days.
I know, but that's a Game of Thrones thing, isn't it?
No, it's actually a horror movie called The Ring.
Oh, there's a horror movie called The Ring?
Yeah. You watch a video, and after you, there's a ring at the end of the video, and it has all these gross images, and then you die in 7 days after seeing the video.
Oh, I'm out of the loop then.
Yes.
You're out of the Ring.
I'm out of the Ring.
Crazy looking future.
All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Besides, he's out running over paparazzi. Today's show was brought to you by Target. Shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target for all your back to school items for elementary to college. Target, expect more, pay less. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, Doug?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We will not be here next week because of my flight out to Washington, D.C., but look for me on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, TonyPerkinsShow.com. You can also find them on iTunes. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, yell squeep in the nation in their face and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the... Oh, wait, here comes the next train. Here comes the next train. Here comes...